I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, June 9. Coming up, GSAT results show improvements, credit unions to maintain their roles and functions on the new regulatory framework, and SMEs to benefit from WIPO JPDC workshop. The news in detail after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. Education Minister Ruel Reid says the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT results have improved compared to last year. The results show a 4% improvement in passes for mathematics, language arts, and communication tasks. Social studies saw a 1.7% increase, while there was a decrease of 4.5% in the passes for science. Senator Reid also outlined that for the first time in many years, boys outperformed girls in language arts.
There has been a trend over the past 4 years, between 2013 and 2016, of female students outperforming the male students in all tests in these exams. However, for the first time in 5 years, our boys, our males, had a higher mean score of 76.7% in language arts for 2017 compared to the female of 68.5%. And this differential is significant.
He says the improvement in mathematics scores was a direct reflection of the investment made in improving students' numeracy achievement through the National Comprehensive Numeracy Program. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is advising school administrators that they may access the results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT today. Education Minister Ruel Reid says all schools which are registered on the ministry's website could have accessed the results online as early as 12:01 this morning. Those without online access may collect their results by 12 noon at their respective regional offices.
I equally want to indicate that high schools, which will be the receiving schools, will have their results sent to them as of June 19th.
Minister Reid adds that this year's results are available 1 week ahead of schedule. Results are typically published during the third week in June. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring stakeholders in the credit union industry that efforts to introduce a regulatory framework will not affect the nature and roles of the institutions. Mr. Holness says, in keeping with the government's thrust to boost financial inclusion, credit unions must be allowed the latitude to continue meeting the needs of the public, noting that over 1 million Jamaicans currently have credit union accounts. He adds that the government is committed to ongoing dialogue with the industry's stakeholders to ensure that any new regulations introduced continue to foster an atmosphere of partnership and collaboration.
There is the sensitivity to ensure that whatever regulations are passed, the credit unions can continue to function in that critical space and offer that critical service that they have been doing for the past 70 years.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Gateway Cooperative Credit Union Limited press launch on Wednesday. And small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, are set to benefit from a workshop on the importance of the effective management of intellectual property assets. The event, dubbed Effective Management of Intellectual Property Assets for Small and Medium Enterprises, will be held at the Jamaica Business Development Center's Incubator and Resource Center in Kingston from June 13 to 15. Project Development and Implementation Specialist at JBDC Marie Elizabeth Cassidy says the workshop is designed to increase the capacity of business owners and their support staff to make business decisions that will leverage their intellectual property assets for the growth of their enterprises.
JBDC, in partnership with the World Intellectual Property Organization and JIPO, has designed this workshop to address what we see as the gap in understanding intellectual property and how it is an asset to business across the board in enterprises.
The event will feature international speakers as well as leading local experts in the area of intellectual property protection. Visit jbdc.net to register. Registration deadline is Friday, June 9. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.